It was only Game 3 in the NBA Finals last night in a best-of-seven contest, but it may be a pivotal win. The Los Angeles Lakers beat the Boston Celtics 91-84 in Boston to take a 2-1 lead. NPR's Tom Goldman joins me now. He was watching that game. Good morning.
Hi, Deb.
The Celtics started very strong. Tell us about that.
They did. They'd like to freeze those first few minutes because they got off to a wonderful start at home. But the Lakers came back, and they came back in a big way. In that first half, they stretched the lead to 17 points, actually. Kobe Bryant, their star guard, got going in all facets. He played a very well-rounded game in that first half. The Lakers' defense dominated the Celtics. And the Celtics seemed to tighten up, missing a lot of shots. Nobody had a worse night than Ray Allen. He was the hero of Game 2. When Boston won, and he had a record 8 3-point baskets on his way to 32 points. Last night, possibly his worst night as a pro. He took 13 shots, missed all of them, including 8 from 3-point range. And, you know, when you consider how close the game got in the second half, the Celtics got within 1 point. Had Allen made any of his shots, it could have been a different outcome.
Let's talk about another Lakers player, and that's a veteran, Derek Fisher. How did he do?
Well, he was the hero, basically, for Los Angeles. Kobe Bryant slowed down in the final quarter. Boston was playing tough defense on him, and the Lakers had to look elsewhere for points, and they got it from Fisher. 11 points in the quarter, 16 for the game. You know, he doesn't get the attention like his superstar backcourt mate, Bryant, but he has made a career out of doing big things in big games. And Kobe Bryant said about him last night, he's done it over and over and over again, so it's almost his responsibility to our team to do these things.
And he's an older player.
He is. He's 34, which is ancient.
Why Game 3? Why was this such a big deal?
Because everything in sports this day is a big deal. You know, everything's hyped to the max. There was one stat out there that many were citing. They said since 1985, when the finals adopted a 2-3-2 format, meaning the first two games in one city, the next three games in the next city, and then the last two games in that first city. When the NBA Finals is tied 1-1, the winner of Game 3 has gone on to win the championship every time, which means, of course, Los Angeles should now be crowned the champions. But, you know, they do play the games, even though, but you probably can say that Boston is in the first must-win situation now in Game 4 on Thursday. The Celtics don't want to go down 3-1 against a good, talented team like Los Angeles with a zealot like Bryant, who, when he gets within sniffing distance of a title, there's usually no stopping him.
Before you go, let's talk a little bit about baseball. Here in Washington, you can guess what the headlines are. Talk to us, please, about this new baseball phenomenon.
You mean Steven Strasburg, the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball?
Yeah, well, that would be a phenomenon, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, the pregame hype was unbelievable, and usually no one lives up to the hype, but, you know, guess what? He did. Strasburg was amazing. 14 strikeouts, no walks. No pitcher in history has ever done that in a major league debut. He could have had more strikeouts, but they wanted to protect his golden right arm, so he only threw 7 innings, and he got the victory 5-2 over Pittsburgh. He's got a seriously fast fastball. He throws 100 miles an hour, a ridiculous curveball that drops like a rock. It was a phenomenal start for a 21-year-old phenom who in one night made baseball extremely relevant in the nation's capital for the first time in many years.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman.